Scaredy Cat.
Yeah, Scaredy Cat is my driving horse name.
Like that?
Right. Yeah. That's me driving everywhere. Hello, my name is Bat Snacks.
I'm Time Aces.
Welcome to the Time Bat Show.
Episode number 9.
Episode 9.
Did you hear
nice.
That?
Yeah, I heard it. It was really good.
The Halloween episode. Today.
We should do it one more time. One more time. Today is our Halloween episode. It's really scary.
It is really scary because... Hold on, the sound. There we go.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that every time you say Halloween.
Good.
Actually, it's not really a Halloween episode. We're not really doing anything special. I just really wanted to use this Halloween soundboard thing I found on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's frozen now.
Oh. It's all right.
We know. They're all coming out at once now.
Yeah.
All right.
I hear them over there.
Yeah, I think I broke it. That's just gonna go on
it's
in
fine,
the background.
It's fine. We can just keep going. It's
fine. All right. Okay. The first thing I want to talk about on this episode. So just ignore the man screaming.
It's fine. Yeah.
Did you realize that? Hold on. I have to silence this. Okay. All right. We're good. Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. So, hello. Welcome to the Time Bat Show. www.timebatshow.com. We're at timebatshow. I'm Tim Aces, you're Bat Snacks.
I'm Bat Snacks.
And this is episode 9, and this is our Halloween episode.
thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Sorry about the technical difficulties of the Halloween soundboard phone app. First thing I wanted to dive into is, last week we were talking about the Internet of Things and how stupid they are. And literally a day after we talked about that, the internet was, like, a large portion of the internet was brought down by a DDoS attack perpetrated by what a lot of people think is a bunch of Internet of Things connected devices.
And yeah, specifically cameras,
just
like we were talking
just
about.
Just like you said, you, like, basically outlined how the attack was going to work, and then it happened the day after.
Yeah, and that was pretty scary.
We kind of predicted it. Either we predicted it really well, or you are partially responsible.
Involved.
So I just wanted to ask you right off the bat, like, did you have anything to do with the internet thing?
I don't think so.
Maybe you did, because maybe you have a device that connects to the, you know.
Oh, I mean, I don't have any CCTV cameras in my house, but...
Yeah, but do you have, like, a toaster or something that, like, has Wi-Fi on it?
I have a TV that connects to the internet. Maybe
yeah,
that
so
was involved.
Yeah,
but no, I did not perpetrate the attacks. It was really cool, though, that we were... really big attack.
We were talking about it, like, right before, and you had told me about, like, some article about how they do it with these cameras.
Right.
And then, boom, it happened, like, a day later. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was an article from the company Cloudflare. They're a DDoS protection... I guess agency or like
they
company
are
or something.
Really, really smart.
Yeah, they're really smart. They predicted this
attack.
They have
a bunch of geniuses working for them, it seems like.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I don't know if they predicted it, but they, you know, they were talking about how it could happen, and it happened.
Yeah, I mean, if there are any viewers that did not listen to the previous episode, the question that sort of brought this around was what would happen if the internet would completely go down and fail and.
Yeah.
Not work anymore, and our response was pretty much, you know, the world ends.
Well, so when this, in so far, yeah, I mean, yeah. The
world. I mean, so yeah. When this happens, the day after the show where we say the world would end without
scary.
The internet, it was a little spooky.
The world didn't end, but not all the internet went down. But, like,
yes.
A big portion, I would say, like, I'm just spitballing, but, like, 10% maybe, you know?
I don't know, like Twitter, big, Netflix,
big sites went down.
Big sites. The attack was targeted, I think, specifically at the DNS provider, DYN.
Yeah.
It's like a specific company.
Right.
But the thing about DDoS attacks is if you target a specific company, mm-hmm. sort of it brings the rest of the internet down with it. So
why is that?
Because the internet is a distributed system.
Oh, right. They're all, yeah, they're all talking.
Yeah, they're all connected.
Well, the thing about DNS, too, is because, like, it's basically a phone book for the internet. So if you bring that down, no one can get anywhere else. So it's like, you can just attack that, and then it's, like, one thing, you know.
DYN is, I guess, like, a really big DNS provider.
Sounds like it, because, you know, a good portion of the internet was down. Kind of crazy, but anyway,
it was crazy and scary.
So I'm of the opinion that that's just gonna keep escalating. I don't know about you.
I hope not.
I mean, someone on last Friday was trying to figure out how to like bring the whole thing down. Like you could tell, because it was like one attack, and then it got cooled off, and then another, and then I think there's like three total, like
yeah,
over the course of the day.
There was an article on it, too, where the attacks were targeting specifically people who were calling out the attackers previously or something like that.
Oh, really?
Like, these attackers were targeting their naysayers and saying...
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so they're vindictive.
Well, let's not talk too ill of them, then.
Yeah, they're great. You know,
they're my favorite people.
They should join us on the show. Email us at contact@timebatshow.com, and
we'll have you on. And we'll put you in one of those like weird like voice things. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we can. I mean, I'm sure they know.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, they can handle the technical aspect. We're not very good at that sort of thing.
I was gonna say, like, I don't really know how to do the voice thing, but since they're like hackers, they probably already got that on lock. So they can come in and be like, "Hello, I'm Joe Smith 580, and I was responsible for the internet outage on Friday, October 20th.
That would be super cool. I mean, maybe they heard us, and that's why the attack happened. And maybe they'll call us. And
maybe they're trying to prove it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're one of our fans.
So we're sorry. We're sorry. All like one of the 12 people. So we're sorry, internet, in advance. Anyway, so that was the big news. I did want to hit one other story that we talked about briefly last week. Because it's happening more. So remember the clown thing?
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's got another article, and there's more going on now.
See, it has become an epidemic.
They're calling it that America is, I quote, under siege by these clowns. And it's only getting worse before it gets better. And it's hit, like, they have, like, a map, an interactive map. Well, it's not interactive, but they have a map, and there's just, like, they're all over the U.S. So, anyway, it's getting worse than even last week. There's been more reports.
America under siege by clowns.
By clowns. And then there's, like, this really creepy picture that I can't show you because this is audio. But it's, like, three clown masks, and then there's, like, a pistol, like, laying on top of the masks.
So did the journalist, like, get three masks and, like, put his pistol there?
I don't really know, but it's really disturbing. And the clown masks aren't... No one's wearing them, but it's making them even more creepy because they're, like, distorted and, like, you know, they're, like, laying down. Yeah, anyway. So it's fun. It's fun. It's a fun, you know, clowns. Fun
so maybe our family. Theory, maybe our theory about the clowns was right too. That, you know, this wasn't a thing until some guy who needed to invent some content for his newspaper sort of made this up, and now it's just a bunch of copycats.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe. The more coverage it gets, the worse it'll get.
Maybe. That's possible. We're just predicting everything, aren't we?
Yeah.
Over here on the Time Bat Show.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. I feel like you don't really need to invent coverage right now with the election season in, though. Like, you have plenty to talk about, but I don't know.
Maybe he, like, wasn't allowed to write about that.
Maybe he's,
something.
Like, a Life and Time, like, Life and Times writer or whatever the hell they call it. Like,
he's the weird news writer.
Yeah, he has to report on, the, like, the other stuff.
There weren't enough UFOs that
the
week.
The Americana, if you will. Like, no politics. Yeah. And so he's like, well, there's nothing normal. There's nothing weird going on. So there you go. He invented the clowns, and there you go. So that was the only news thing I wanted to touch, because that was like, you know, that was a scary story.
Yeah,
I was a little frightened about it. Maybe the hackers are responsible for this too somehow.
For the clowns, yeah.
Maybe they are the same group.
I hope so.
Right?
Yeah.
Like by day they're like hacking the web, and by night they're putting on clown costumes and scaring people. They're a bunch of like anarchists, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean that would make sense, wouldn't it?
It's like the sequel to The Dark Knight, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly the sequel to The Dark Knight. And then, yeah, one of them's, like, the Joker.
Yes.
And then I think, like, Bane would be involved, too, even though he wasn't in The Dark Knight. He was in the next one. But I think he'd be part of it as well.
Yeah, he's part of that universe now, so he
and
has to make
he
an appearance.
Always, that's why Bane talks like he does, because he's doing the hacker voice, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, I'm John Smith 517. I'm responsible. Yeah, so there you go. Oh, and the other thing, did something just happen?
What?
I just heard a man's voice. Did you hear that? I literally just heard a man's voice, like, on your end. Like, I heard someone say, like, hello, or something like that. I'm not shitting you right now.
Well, that's creepy.
That is weird. And
I didn't say that. Maybe it was your phone, like, talking again. Maybe it was the spooky sounds.
That was me. That was me.
Okay.
Anyway, so, yeah, clowns and hackers, one and the same. What are you going to do? Last thing, and then we'll dive into some questions, which mm-hmm. I know you're always excited for, is yeah. We received some incredibly amazing artwork.
Yes.
A day or two ago, referring to my stupid comment on South American money having a piranha on it. I think it was like an episode 7 or something like that, right?
I think it was the last episode.
Anyway, the story is very simple. I didn't... every continent had to be represented by an animal on its currency, what animal would it be? And I don't know why, but the first animal that popped in my head for South America was the piranha. The glorious, beautiful, distinguished piranha. Anyway, so someone, one of my bros, drew us some artwork of like a flag with a piranha on it, and it's quite amazing. It's on our Twitter. So check
yeah,
it out.
It was really.
It's hilarious.
I mean, it was a good piranha. It was a funny looking
so
one. He was like biting a snake
yeah,
or something.
Shout out for that because yeah. It was incredible. Anyway, you want to get into some stuff here?
I have one more kind of happening thing
God.
That's going on
We're
in the
just, like,
United
stalling
States.
Stalling out so much. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
At least it's not 30 minutes about the NX.
Hey, that was an intriguing conversation.
It was good. Yeah,
everyone liked that.
Everyone liked it.
Go ahead.
So there's this website called frightgeist.withgoogle.com that is showing trending data for costumes mm-hmm. in the United States
for
based
Halloween
on Google
costumes.
Searches. Yeah, Halloween costumes.
Is the scary clown number one?
No, Harley Quinn is number one.
Of course. Yes. Of course the Harley Quinn's number one.
Yeah, we've got Harley Quinn, Joker, superhero, pirate, Wonder Woman. That's the top five nationally.
Yeah! Is that so?
Yes.
Really? Harley Quinn like this? Oh, that wasn't... I thought that would be a woman's laughter, but it didn't work out. And go ahead, what were you going to say?
Anyway, the cool thing about this website is you can generate ideas for Halloween costumes. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're
thank
welcome.
You for that.
Sure. Yeah, you can generate ideas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You can select...
I'm just setting the mood.
You can select a spookiness level and a uniqueness level and choose classic or modern and choose local or national, and it will give you a Halloween costume idea.
Spookiness
also,
level?
Yeah, you can choose spookiness level between 0 and 100. Like, just choose one. Let's just say, like, 50, because we don't want it too spooky.
Are you, like, on the website right now?
Yeah, and then you can choose uniqueness, let's say, like, 33, because we don't want to be too obscure.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
And the idea it gives me is bat. That's great.
Wow, this is a really shitty website.
No, it's
hey, fun. You're bat. See what I did there?
See, it's an intelligent algorithm.
Google knows you so well.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Nice.
Those were bats, in case you couldn't tell.
No, I had no idea what that was. I thought it was like chains or something.
No, it was supposed to be bats. It says bats. No, not really.
No, I mean, I hear it, but...
You're like, it's bad, I hear it.
It sounds like machine noise.
It probably doesn't translate too well. I'm using my phone and, like, putting it over my microphone, so it's like a double layer of crappy, you know...
It adds to the spookiness.
Yeah, if that's...
Our audience is probably pretty...
So, Harley Quinn, that doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
Even though that movie was supposed to be really bad.
We
go over it literally every episode. You haven't seen that movie. An iconic costume, I guess. So
yeah, I guess good costume design, bad, poorly executed movie.
I mean, that costume was like made for Halloween. Like they like probably when they designed it, they were like, we need to have a costume that people are gonna buy Halloween costumes of. And they're like, all right.
Yes.
Anyway. Well, that's very interesting. What was the site again for our listeners and for me?
It's frightgeist.withgoogle.com. You can get Halloween inspirations there and see a map of the United States with
like,
what costumes are
you
trending.
Have like 5
near
days
you
to go, but do it. Find a costume. Are you being anything for Halloween this year?
I got lazy and decided not to do anything.
Wow. How sad.
Yep. Yeah, I went to a convention like last week. And that was kind of my costume experience and exposure for Halloween.
Did you dress up for something?
No, oh.
But
I but did. But
that
see
was
a lot
you got
costumes
your fill. Kind of.
Yeah, I got my fix.
I gotcha. Fair enough.
Oh, I met Goku at the convention. Speaking of, he yelled Frieza at me. It was really great.
You met Goku?
Yeah, the voice actor that does Goku. I don't remember his name.
That makes more sense.
Not like a Goku costume.
I thought you meant like real life Goku.
I wish.
Like he came down.
He came down.
And he was like, ah! I don't know how Goku sounds. That's how he sounds, right?
Pretty he sounds funny. Like a really, he has like a really high pitched, really enthusiastic, dumb sounding voice. And he screams a lot.
Like this?
It's very close.
I know. It's like almost identical to what Goku sounds like. So you met the voice actor. That's cool.
Yeah, he was neat.
That's interesting. Is he still doing things, or is he just kind of riding the Goku train?
I don't think he's doing anything right now, but he did do Goku throughout Dragon Ball Z.
Well, yeah, but that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. I think...
He's just riding the Goku.
I think he does other jobs, too.
He's riding the Goku thing. Yeah. Like, did it say anything else on his, like, booth or whatever? Like, voice of Goku and blah, 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 blah. Or was it just voice of Goku?
He gave examples of other work he's done. I just
and you had no idea.
So
it's basically just voice of Goku. That's his claim to fame.
I mean, voice that's a really cool claim to
no,
fame.
No, I'm not knocking
it's
the guy.
Very, it's a very
I'm just
iconic
asking,
figure.
I'm just asking if there's other things on there other than just Goku.
No.
I'm sure he's done other voices that are equally as good as Goku. Just not.
I don't know about that.
Well, equally as, well, whatever. Let's just drop it.
Anyway, time for some questions.
Poor Goku guy. Yeah, do you have anything for me, or do you want me to hit one your way?
I think you can hit it off, I guess.
All right, I'm going to go with funny one first.
Okay.
Well, that being said, you know, some of them are funny, and they're just really bad. What event would be better if it had horse racing-style commentary? You know what I'm talking about? Horse racing style commentary?
Yeah, like, they talk really fast, and
hey,
it's like...
Hey, he's going to the right, and he's going around the horn, and... Blah, 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 blah. It has to be an event. Well, it doesn't have to be an event. It just can be anything. I'm going to make it anything, because event sounds like it has to be, like, a...
Yeah.
Specific thing.
Do you have anything in mind? I might need a second to think about that.
No, well... Yes. I don't have an event in mind, but I have a thing.
Okay, what is it?
I think, like... Trying to merge in traffic would be a good one. Anything where people are getting frustrated and trying to, like, get somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Trying to merge in traffic Another one would be like at the grocery store when there's like 100 carts in front of you and you're trying to like weave in and out and you're trying to like make a move, you know?
Yes.
Waiting in line for like fast food, like a drive-through where there's like 5 of the cars trying to like sneak in front of you. Like anywhere that you're like trying to get somewhere, I think would be entertaining. Oh,
those are really good. Have you ever seen the movie Samsara or Powakatsu or
No. I've never heard of these.
There are these documentaries done. I think they were produced by Steven Spielberg. It's just like wide angle shots of like humans doing things.
Yeah.
And they're really cool to look at, but I pretty much that movie with the horse race man. It would be exactly what you just described.
Are they just doing regular things? Like,
yeah, they're just doing like day-to-day life things.
Yeah. So I think Horse Racing Man basically comes on anytime someone's about to be frustrated. Like you can tell he's going to be frustrated.
Yeah.
And then he commentates.
It's right after they throw their hands up in the air.
Right. They're like, oh, and then he's like, comes on. He's like, and Joe's denied the merge that he wanted to do. He's going to have to wait in 5 more traffic. Oh, here comes a SUV barreling down the left side and he's going to cut him off and he does, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if that would make it more or less frustrating for Joe.
I couldn't handle that personally. Driving is a very stressful experience for me and I'm not good at merging or doing anything that involves. Like, I mean, there's a certain amount of trust that goes into most driving maneuvers.
What about, like, parallel parking while
I'm really
like
good at that. I can do that no problem.
Okay, even with a commentator?
I can do it. I have a system.
I would be, like, more stressed out. I'm bad at parallel parking. If a commentator was on, like, in my head, like, oh, and he goes back and he's reached way too far here. He's pulled way too forward. And I'm like, shut up, commentating man. And then he's
not enough to the side. He's going to have to do it all over again.
Turn the wheel more. Turn more. Turn more. It's like, shut the hell up. And he's like, oh, he's way too close to the car. He almost nicked it there. You know, and you're like, oh, God damn it. But I would get really stressed about parallel parking.
See, for me, it's merging onto any road.
Yeah.
Like you're stopped at a stop sign and there's cars going by and you have to get in there.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust people to just run into you.
You can't trust people.
Yeah. Because they do.
People suck when driving, for sure.
Yeah.
Brings me to a thing that just happened to me like a week ago, which is kind of crazy.
Yep.
So, like, I was driving down the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I was on the highway. Yeah, I was on the highway. And all of a sudden, there's, like, an ambulance behind me. And I do my civic duty, and I, you know, pull over to the shoulder to let the ambulance by. As does a lot of people around me. One jackass, instead of pulling over the shoulder, gets into the right lane, which was the lane I was previously in, okay? Anyway, the ambulance goes on the left lane and goes around this guy. Now, everyone needs to get back onto the highway, right? So everyone puts their blinker out and starts slowly creeping back onto the highway. I'm slowly creeping back on the highway. This guy in the right lane floors it as I do that and tries to, like, beat me before I like get back on the highway and like I have to like swerve out of the way because he's about to like clip me or whatever, and then he honked at me and then I like yelled into the heavens because it was so freaking frustrating. And he's just like using the ambulance as like a moment to like, oh, I'm gonna get in front of all these people kind of deal, you know?
I'm gonna win.
Like, what is this guy think he's doing?
We have so many people like that around here.
Oh, it's so horrible.
It's like their goal in life to just like
to shave off like 2 seconds.
To have like a narrow victory.
Right.
I don't even think it's about the time. I think it's about
he just wants to win.
Yeah, to win.
He wants to get in front of everyone else.
Yeah, that's his victory condition.
Yeah, he's like, yes, this made my day. Like he has a really shitty job or something, and he the only thing he has to live for is like beating a couple people. On the highway
on his way to work.
Yeah, and so he takes what he can get. Like there's an ambulance, he's like, screw it, I'm gunning it through these guys. He was a madman. It was insane. Anyway, so
I'm sorry that happened, and I don't like when people do that.
It's not your fault. Anyway, so horse commentator would make all this stuff better.
Yes,
and by better I mean absolutely worse, because I'd probably tear my hair out. Because he'd probably be on that guy's side. He's like, oh, and Jimmy Riggs flies through everyone, takes advantage of the ambulance, and
he's in the lead.
And he's in the lead, folks. And all the cars would have, like, stupid horse names, you know?
Yeah.
Like the Flying Rigby or something like that.
Joyrider.
Joyrider, yeah. And, like, the Magnificent
Seabiscuit.
Well, that's a real horse.
With right? Tobey Maguire.
He's, like, the driver.
Yeah.
What car would Seabiscuit be? I think it would be, like, a cream, like, Mercedes SUV. That's my first thought. Yeah.
I can see that.
Is that. Do you think Tobey Maguire is an ambulance? Like, one of those guys that guns it during an ambulance? Or do you think he's above that?
I'm not sure. I don't think it would surprise me either way.
I think he's above that. I think Tobey Maguire is a class act kind of guy.
I do know he's a poker player. He's played in the World Series of Poker a few times. That's all I really know about his private life. Mm. Yeah.
That could go either way, then.
You know? He's a gambler.
It depends on what kind of shades he wears.
I don't think he wears sunglasses.
Oh, okay. Well, then he's probably good, then. He probably won't, you know.
He's very upfront, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. If he wore sunglasses, then it'd be a matter of if he wears, like, the blackout shades, which is just, like, okay.
Yeah.
Or if he wears those, like, douchey, like, silver glint ones, you know?
Yeah, big, you know, aviators that are silver, and you can see that.
Those are the guys that are gunning it when the ambulances go by. They're like, this is my chance to get in front of everyone. Yeah, those are the guys.
That's Joyrider on his way to work.
That's Joyrider, yeah. That's Joyrider. And, like, my car would be, like, called Slowpoke or something like that. You know?
My car would be, like, I have no idea. Is terrified of driving.
Terrified of driving. So it'd be like Scaredy Cat.
Yeah, Scaredy Cat is my driving horse name.
Like that?
Right. Yeah. That's me driving everywhere.
That was a live recording of you driving somewhere. What do you got for me?
All right, this is the one. All right, I'll just go into it.
Don't preface it. Just dive in.
Humans now turn blue for 24 hours after an orgasm. How does society change?
Turn blue?
Yes.
So,
okay. I'm not really sure how it would change.
I mean, we would just know that people, like, okay, you know, like, grats to you, buddy, or whatever, you know. I don't know. You know,
I'm sorry, I just had to read that question.
No, it's fine. I guess some people would
be blue more than others, I guess.
No, that's true.
Like, as you got older, you would stop being blue so much, maybe.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, that's not necessarily true, I guess.
Some people would be blue all the time.
So, like, I think maybe this would affect older populations more, because maybe if you were, you know, getting up there, like 70, 80, and you were still...
Yeah, if you're still active. Now, this is a tough question to tread on.
You'd smile at people when you went in the grocery store, see that? Like,
you know what's up. You know what that means.
I would do that.
Old Blue.
I would do that.
That's the old guy's name, better
believe. Yeah, Old Blue.
Old Blue. Old Blue.
It's like, there's Old Blue. He's in to get his coffee again, and he's blue again.
They wink at people a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a weird question. So, like, I'm almost uncomfortable answering this, but it's fine. That's fine. So when you say, like, is it, I don't know how to word this, you know. So is it, like, if you are a solo act, you're still going to be blue?
Yes, it's the same shade of blue, as far as I can understand, as so, like, if it's not a solo act.
Okay, so, like,
what
regardless
you're talking
of if you do the deed with someone else, or if you just, you know, help yourself, as it were, you're going to be blue. Okay, well, then I'm going to tell you that there will people that be blue every single day, like, regardless. You know what I mean? And then the other thing is, like, you won't be able to tell who's blue because they, you know.
I mean, you might, if you know them, you might have a pretty good idea.
Yeah, but, like, if you see a random stranger, you don't know if they're blue because they have a partner or they're blue because they were bored yesterday morning or whatever.
Exactly.
You know? So, like, I don't feel like that doesn't really change society that much. Because
what if you're, like, in a job interview, like, you have a job interview set up,
then you just don't
You don't be blue during...
You don't blue it up for the job. That so would change the work environment, I think, a lot.
Yeah, I feel like that does change things at least a little bit.
Like, you have to plan. Like, you go in and you're like, okay, you get a job, and then your boss calls you into the office, right? And your boss is, like, pale as a ghost. And you are like, you're like navy blue, right? And he looks at you and he, like, just judges you. Like, he shakes his head. But now he has to wonder, like, okay, did this guy just, you know, have a little fun in the bathroom, or...
Let's take it one step further. Let's say that your boss visits your social media page in advance and notices that you're blue in all,
like,
your pictures.
All the time. Like, you've never not blue.
There's not a picture of you with normal skin.
Right. You just are blue all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like this could get into, like, or like, not really racism because it's not your race, but it's like a form of prejudice, you know?
Yeah.
Against people that are blue all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know.
I personally would not judge anyone for being blue at any time of anything.
Me neither, because you can't know what they're doing. Like, it could be a number of different things. So, like,
and even
really,
if they are doing anything,
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Right, but, like, the reasons someone I could see, like, oh, I'm judging them is because, like, if they're, like, getting around a lot or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But, like, you can't even know if they're doing that because they could have a steady partner. They could just be, like, doing something solo. You know, you don't know. So,
speaking of steady partners, that I guess that affects... steady partners too, doesn't it?
There would be very little cheating. Well, that's not true. You would just know if your other
has been
like, you know, they're like, am I not good enough for you? Like, are we not intimate enough?
Has something changed?
I feel like this would be useful for, like, relationship counselors or whatever. It would change the way we perceive that whole topic.
So I guess it changes a couple things.
I think it would change the workplace.
I think work environment's the biggest
between,
one.
Between
yeah.
like a boss and their employee, you know.
Yes.
Especially when the boss is like never, ever, ever
never.
Blue. And the employees is blue all the time. And sometimes they like get even bluer. Like they're like super blue. Like if you do it like a bunch of times in like the last 48 hours, you're like
turning
ocean.
Red in certain spots.
Yeah, I don't know about red, but you're like rainbow colored or something.
Purple.
You start like glowing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You become like radioactive looking. You're very, 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 very blue. Anyway.
I like it. I like what we did with that.
Oh, just imagine the boss. You come in.
Yeah, that's the best scenario.
And he's like, oh God, what am I doing? This guy's like, he's got
I feel like that's
me.
An easy episode of like some sketch comedy show, like maybe like Futurama or The Simpsons or something
Futurama
like that. That's
sure.
such an easy episode.
How would this
of something
affect?
Like
we've been talking about men a lot, but how would this affect women? I feel like they would have a harder time.
I mean, it's probably people are more severe in judging women in those aspects
in
for whatever
thing,
reason.
Because I don't know. Like, if you see a woman and she's, like, blue all the time, people would, like... You know, people do that now. They associate, like, oh, they're, like, getting around too much, you know.
She's
and they
judge
that
way.
Or whatever,
yeah.
You know? That'd be tough, you know? And you
or
shouldn't
maybe.
Judge, but, like... Because everyone's going to be blue all the time anyway, but still, you know. I don't know.
I think the world would be worse.
Yeah, I think it would be worse.
Yeah.
I think people would have less... Like, they would feel more self-confident. They would feel less self-confident. They'd feel more self-conscious.
Yeah.
So there'd be people that do it like a lot less because they don't want people judging. But then there'd be people that would be doing it a lot more because they like the status of saying, like, hey, look at me.
Like they have something to prove.
Yeah,
those,
look at me. You know?
Those sex havers.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
The blue sex havers. Though there'd be like slang around it, like, oh, I got the blue yesterday.
Yeah. Well, no, that sounds not like something you'd want to get, though.
That's true. It sounds like a disease or something.
Yeah.
Like, but there'd be like slang around it, like,
yeah.
That doesn't sound right either. Yeah. I blued.
You don't want to blow blue.
I blued last night.
Okay. Oh, we can God. We can go to the next question if you want.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Yeah. I kind of want to come up with the blue slang, but I feel like blue none slang. Of it is going to be appropriate.
I don't know if I can do it.
I blued. I got blue.
It would have blue. To be it, maybe a different word than blue, like
indigo or something.
Yeah, indigo.
Indigo.
Indigo doesn't really roll off the tongue though.
It doesn't. No. What's another like?
Indigo, aqua, sky. Aqua. Yeah.
Aqua would be like slang for sex.
Yeah.
Does that sound really good?
Yeah.
I had
we're going to have to NSFW this episode.
we went aqua last night.
Yeah.
I got some aqua.
That sounds like a weird drug.
It really does. Maybe, everything I say sounds like a drug.
Maybe they make like blue pills so that
That people can look blue without.
Yeah, like maybe they
or
have.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, maybe they have like a dysfunction, or they don't want to look blue before a job interview. Maybe
I
there are pills that can.
There's a pill that makes you turn blue, and there's a pill that like unblues you.
I like that.
Because then, for the people that like aren't doing it all the time, but wanted the status, they're like, "Oh, I'd take the blue pill."
Maybe can be something similar to like birth control, where if you take one every day, you can avoid turning blue altogether.
Oh, it's like an anti-blue pill.
Yeah, it's an anti-blue. It's like
anti-blue.
It's like a social. They would call it like taking your blue. I don't know.
There
could be a cool name for that though.
Oh yeah. Like color stop.
Color guard. That's
color,
like the that's a military thing.
That's fine. I like it. Color guard.
I like
guard.
It. You gotta take your color guard if you're
this
in the workforce.
This is getting into like Scarlet Letter kind of territory here.
We're approaching dystopian, which is
which
to happen.
That's the theme. Okay, moving on because the blue thing is fun, but
yeah.
Goes back to the internet. You're the best hacker in the world, which we've already proven because you took down the internet on Friday, right?
Yes.
So you're the best hacker in the world. You can change anything you want on the internet, whenever you want. What do you change so you can annoy people the most?
So my directive is to annoy as many people as possible?
I mean, yes, but it can be your own way, like your own version of that. Whatever you want. As long as it's really annoying. I would make Facebook redirect to like a very similar Facebook that looks almost exactly the same, but all your friends are like that one guy in high school that like you cannot stand, and it's just his posts, like it's just everything he's ever said on Facebook. That's
so
like
you
really,
like
really
you modify everybody's feeds to be people they hate.
Yeah, well, it redirects to a Facebook where it's just like. It's Facebook just with this one guy you really hate, and it's just him. And like, if they don't have enough like history, like it just like it does some crazy machine learning thing, and it figures out like what he would say, and it's just all his stuff. You know what I mean? And then eventually you keep scrolling, and there's like eventually you go through his whole life, right? And then once you hit like mid 20s, late 20s, like he starts having like babies and stuff. And then, like, in his 30s, he starts working at, like, a car dealership, and he's, like, constantly advertising his car dealership to you, like, come in for these deals, and look at my baby, or whatever, right? And then he hits, like, 40, and then he becomes, like, really grumpy and shares a lot of weird political stuff that really doesn't mean anything on your Facebook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're going through, like, the timeline of this whole guy's life, And it's, like, or girl, whatever, It's just the most annoying person on your feed.
Yeah.
Like, that person is just somehow... blasted into the
and everywhere time. On the internet, where there's those like social media plugins where it shows people's comments, and it's all him everywhere on the internet, like
his opinion on everything.
Yes,
like you go to a YouTube video of like your favorite song or whatever, and he's there, he's like, this song sucks. This is the worst song I've ever heard.
And like a million people upvoted his comment and stuff.
And people respond to him, but he's like, it's him still.
Yes.
And he's like, you're right, this is great. But it's like his username with like some different string of like numbers on the end.
Yeah.
Like if his name was like Jim Smith, would be like Jim Smith 5 and then Jim Smith 83 and then Jim Smith like whatever, whatever. And then maybe like his usernames would have like an underscore and then like a nice little flourish at the end. So like depending on what he likes. In my example, I think he's like a big, maybe he's like a big metalhead or something. I don't know why I'm saying that. So he like really likes Pantera or something. He like puts that at the end. Like he has like song names at the end or whatever. Or like he really likes CrossFit or something. I don't know. And so he like has that like at the end of his screen name, like CrossFit Jim Smith 3 or whatever. And it just like randomly generates his screen name every time.
He's everywhere though. He's like on every website. Yeah.
And you can't not, you can't stop it. Obviously you wouldn't hack everyone in the world. You would just hack a subset of people. Mm-hmm. And it would probably be like a Chrome like plugin or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you like you could figure out you use a different browser, it wouldn't work. But like, you know, it would jump into like one of your browsers and like every person on the internet is Jim Smith. But, guy from
all the news comments, all the YouTube comments, all of Facebook, all of Twitter, everything.
Every person on the internet is
if you try to like play like Counter-Strike or Dota,
oh my god,
or something,
it's just him.
It's just him. It's
somehow. And he always plays the same hero. Like,
and you're always on his team.
And the other team is not him though.
Yeah.
The other team is like really good people.
Yeah.
Like if you're playing Dota, like the other team is all like Korean esports players, and then you have like 5 Jim Smiths on your team that are all playing like the worst hero.
And he just berates you the whole time.
He's like, "You suck, noob." And then he's like, "Whatever hero I'm using is the best hero. Everyone knows that," or whatever, right?
I like this. That would be a good prank.
That would be a very complicated hack to do.
I think another really good one to do that would mess with a lot of people is make it so that all of their online presence is blocked, but it looks like they're still posting stuff. Like, they can post stuff to Facebook, but no one sees it but them.
Oh, so they're like in a vacuum.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Like, so they, like, think they're doing stuff, but they're not.
Actually. Yeah, and they start wondering, like, why is no one responding to me?
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, especially,
and they
like,
would never know. Yeah,
a lot of people, like, you know, when they post something, they like want validation, or like at least confirmation that someone else has seen it, you know.
Yes.
And if they like never get that, like let's say this person has like 500 friends or something, and none of them ever respond, and they like, that would cause people to go insane.
And it's not like, you know, nothing is going on around them, because they can see their friends all interacting with each other.
Yeah, and they're all having a good time and stuff.
Yeah. And every time he tries to, no one sees it.
That sounds like a good horror movie.
Yeah.
Doesn't
that would be a good horror movie, wouldn't it?
And then it would, like, end with them, like, going really nuts and, like, posting in all caps. Like, why is no one responding?
Yeah, just
what's going on? Ah! You know.
And he, like, breaks his computer and...
Yes. And then he throws his computer in the trash, and then he goes to sleep, and when he wakes up, his computer is back.
Is back, yeah. It's like Groundhog Day.
No, its computer's just like haunted or something.
Yeah.
Its computer's back and it's unsmashed.
I feel like that would be a very frightening horror story for our times.
Then he like throws his phone against the wall, right? And then it's like back the next day or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, and then people start ignoring him in like real life.
Yeah.
Ooh, like he becomes like invisible.
Yeah, that's the sequel.
Invisibilia.
Invisibilia.
I don't know why I just said that, but that's what I got. Yeah, but, like, he can, like, interact with people in the capacity of, like, he can, like, order food and, like, make transactions.
Right.
But, like, if he goes beyond that, people can't hear what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, hi, how are you? My name is Joe, or whatever. And they're just like, no. They don't say anything.
Yeah.
That sounds really, really weird. Don't you agree?
Ooh.
This would be the theme song to the show. Oh, this is my favorite one. I want to do this one real quick. Hold on. I'm gonna
go for
play
it.
A bunch of things. This isn't... I'm prepping you.
Who is that knocking at my door?
Ooh, I like that one.
Isn't that the best
That's
one?
That's a good one.
Who is that knocking at my door?
All right, anyway. So that would be a really creepy horror movie. And a good internet hack. And goddammit, the soundboard keeps...
okay. Doing stuff. It just keeps going.
Do you have one for me, or do you have
I could get one. So... Humans of Reddit, or rather, yeah, we got this question from Reddit.
Humans,
I guess.
Really, really?
Yes, humans.
Not looking for the alligators of Reddit, or the
well, it does concern animals. Okay. What signs should an animal pick up on that you like them?
This seems like easy. Like if you're like looking at them and petting them,
feeding them maybe,
feeding them food.
Yeah, I don't know if I can think of anything else with that question.
Wow, that was a terrible question.
I'm sorry, I
blew it. I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. I mean, they're pretty obvious, right? Like petting,
yeah.
Feeding, paying attention to.
I think animals should be constantly suspicious of people. Like, this shouldn't be a thing that happens. Animals should just run away every time they see a person.
I think people should be constantly suspicious of people.
Ooh.
Does this blow your mind?
Not really.
Boring activity would be helped by a very dramatic orchestral score? This kind of goes back to the car one, I feel like.
I mean, a lot of them. Maybe, like, laundry.
Cleaning, like, the toilet or something.
Yes.
And then when you flush it, it's like, bum, or, bum, bah!
Maybe if you work at a restaurant, like, cleaning a public toilet.
Yes.
Would make a... Yes. That would be good to have a dramatic... Because maybe there's something really gross that has happened in this restroom.
And then,
and it's like,
there's, like, the crescendo, and you, like, reach the
get out the spray bottle and the scrubber. And...
Oh, another one. You said the restaurant. When they're bringing the food over to the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like... It plays, like, the 2001 A Space Odyssey thing. It's, like, dun, 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 dun. And then they're, like... That's already in, like, half the Applebee's commercials, I feel like. I think that they already do that in their commercials. You know what I mean?
I mean, if you've been waiting for an hour for your food, that's kind
of
what it's like.
I thought of a thing that bothers me, and I'm sorry, I'm going to pause
let's do it.
For a second. Have you noticed there's a lot of commercials these days where people, like, are walking in slow motion?
No, I do not have a cable subscription.
Do you not watch TV? Okay.
No.
I watch, like, Netflix a fair amount, and they'll have, like, they don't really have commercials, so, okay, sorry. I have cable, I don't watch that much, but I have Chromecast, and I watch, like, you know, like, NBC, like, streaming around it, and they'll have commercials and stuff. So anyway, there's a lot of commercials today that, like, utilize the, like, slow movie walk, I want to say.
Yeah.
Like, to, like, heighten the badassery of whatever the person is doing, I guess.
Yeah, you're right about this. Like, eating literally anything, it has to be in slow motion.
Or, like... Yeah, eating. It's. I feel like it started with food commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anytime someone gets a good deal, I've noticed this. Anytime someone's getting a good deal on something, right? They're walking out of the store, and they're, like, slow motion walking and, like, fist pumping and, like, high-fiving a guy.
Yeah, they're,
and like,
super
why
excited.
And it's like, why is this in slow motion? Can't we just see this in normal motion? What's happening in slow motion that's so exciting? Like, why is this... Like, they're not, like, beating up a bunch of dudes or anything. Like, we're not, like, you know, we don't gain anything from this being in slow motion. I feel like it started from, like, I feel like in, like, Armageddon or something, there was a shot of all the people, like, walking really slow and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, someone grabbed onto that and, like, I'm going to use this in all my ads. You know what I mean? I've noticed this all over the place.
I have a theory. So maybe...
It's an epidemic. I'm going to call it an epidemic.
Maybe they want to condition people to feel that way in their mind whenever they buy something.
Probably, but then what's the point of the slow motion? Because it just makes it longer, so they're like experiencing it more or whatever.
Yeah, like maybe they want to focus on the positive emotions that the actors are expressing for longer and like really hammer that in.
Yeah, maybe. It just seems so like meaning, like it's boring. It's like nothing is happening, but they're
yes.
like. They're making it slow motion, maybe so, like, part of your brain thinks, like, oh, this is important, it's in slow motion, you know?
Yeah, that too.
Like, everything in slow motion is, like, more important for some reason. You know? I don't know. It's really weird. It's all over the place. Watch any advertisements where someone's buying something.
No.
When someone's buying something, like, making a big purchase, like, buying a house, buying a car, buying expensive clothes or whatever... They're always going to be, like, when they're walking out of the store after they got the good deal, they're like doing something. They're like walking and like fist pumping in slow motion. That's like the whole commercial. That's like 80% of the commercial.
What would make more sense is if the part where they were, you know, fighting for the deal was in slow motion.
But see, they're not fighting for the deal because this is an ad.
Yeah.
You don't have to fight for the deal. You just get it.
Yeah, you go buy it and get it.
So anyway, it's really stupid. It's like a dumb trend.
I agree with you.
Sorry I completely derailed. But it's weird. It's super fucking weird. I don't really get it. I think people just like slow motion. Like, even if nothing is happening,
they'll someone should kind of break that mold and do sped up.
Like a fast
commercials. Yeah.
I would watch that. Like, they just, like they get the deal, and then they, like,
and then,
like, they walk home, and it's just really fast. Like,
yeah.
And then, like, over top of it, like, the announcer is, like, sped up, too, so he has, like, a really, like, light voice, like,
mm-hmm.
Geico, sponsored by, you can have $2.99, 15 minutes to tomorrow, save you 15% of your car insurance, or whatever, right?
Yes.
If humans were domesticated by another species, what quality would we be bred for?
Oh, yikes.
I don't want to get too, like, Hitler-y into this one, if you know what
I
mean.
Oh, goodness. Eugenics. No, that's the topic.
I mean, essentially it is. It's like a nice way.
That's what we do to dogs, so.
No, it's like a nice way to say that.
Okay, probably,
You want to skip this one?
No, this is interesting. See, do they breed us for our intelligence to make us do tricks? I mean, we're already pretty smart.
I mean, you have to assume we're domesticated, so our intelligence is not going to be that important.
Yeah. Right? So probably not that. Maybe, like, height?
Height? Hair.
I don't know. Maybe they like the...
So it's like a dog thing.
Yeah. There's, like, Best in Show for Humans. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen
that. That's a really good movie.
They should make... That sounds like a Twilight Zone episode, doesn't it?
I don't know if the world's ready for...
Like Best in Show, Best but, in like, show human edition?
Yeah.
Okay, so would it be, like, aliens, or would it be, like dog? Like, we would switch places with, like, dogs?
I think it would be easier to swallow if we were, like, switching with dogs.
With dogs.
If it were aliens,
then it'd be, like,
gets
more
a little...
of a satire kind of
yeah.
thing.
It gets a
the
little
aliens
creepy.
Is like, yeah, aliens is like too much. Okay, so yeah. we're switching places with dogs.
Yes.
The dogs are like the humans, and we are like dogs. And the dogs are like feeding us and cleaning up our poop and everything. And then we're in this like Best in Show competition.
Yes.
And I would imagine they would breed like humans like we breed dogs. Like, dogs are like wildly different now because there's so many different breeds, you know?
Yeah.
And that's because humans were like, I want a dog that looks like this. I want a dog that looks like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have some goofy-looking humans. You know, some of us would be really weird looks.
Maybe they like the ones with multiple toes. I think that's
yeah. Or, like, the really tall and skinny ones, or, like, really short and fat ones, or, I don't know, people that have, like... All right, this is... I think we can stop talking about this
one
now.
We can leave it at that.
Before we get, like, a bunch of hate mail for what we're saying, which isn't all that bad, but it could be.
It could be.
Do you have anything? I have a pretty good one, but if you want... You haven't asked in a while.
How about go back in time 600 or 2,000 years, convince native populations that you were a god. How would you do it?
I have no idea.
You can't bring tools back.
Do I, like, have any foreknowledge, or do I just have what's in my head right now?
Nope, you're sitting in your chair, and then suddenly you're 2,000 years ago.
I don't even know how I'd do it. Wait, I wouldn't even be able to communicate with them.
What would you do? You'd just be yelling at them.
I would just be like, what's going on? What's happening? What would you do?
I don't think I would. That just sounds like we were not as civilized that long ago, and claiming to be,
deity
might go really
poorly.
They'd
probably just sacrifice you. Like, even if you convinced them you were a god, they'd be like, "Oh, then we can sacrifice you, and we'll have good harvests for the next 6 years or something." You know?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe you could make fire or something. But chances are they know how
to
do that better
than
we
do.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they don't know how to make fire.
Yeah.
Trying to think of something else. Like, I'd be able to make a wheel. Like, woo, a wheel.
See that? Check that out. Check out that wheel.
Guys. Like, I'm not that much of an inventor, and I feel like most of, like, what you can impress them with is, like, inventions, you know?
Yeah, maybe you could do some basic chemical reactions, but they probably
where did you get these chemicals from?
Exactly.
Like, I'm not a chemist. I don't know where these things naturally occur. Like, I know, like, if you put baking soda and, like, vinegar. Together, it'll bubble, but I don't know where the hell to get those things, like, out in the middle of, like... You know,
Zambia, you know, like
yeah, wherever the hell we'd be, you know, the
tundra
beginning of civilization, yeah. Like, all right, guys, watch this. I'm gonna get baking soda and vinegar, and they're like, "What?" And I'm like, "Oh crap, wait, where's the pantry?"
You could be like, "Guys, I need you to get me these things. It'll be really cool."
Go to the grocery store and get these things, and they're just looking at you like, "What are you talking about?" Grocery store. Go to the store. Don't get the squeaky wheel cart. Those are always the downfall. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think I could.
Yeah. Especially the communication thing.
Yeah.
Okay. This is like another weird Twilight Zone episode thing. What would happen in a room or house with five people that behave exactly the same as you? You're in a room. And then you have, like, let's just say, like, five clones. Like, not even behave the same. Like, there's five clones of you, and you're locked. I'm sorry I'm modifying this question, but
it's fine.
You're locked in a room with you and four other clones of yourself.
Okay, so now you're locked in.
What goes down?
So.
And you're not told anyone. You just wake up in this room, you know.
Well, if I just woke up in that room.
They all woke up. You all wake up at the same time. You know what I mean?
I would be horrified. We would try to focus on a way to escape.
This is a good horror movie too, yeah. Right? Right? Because I feel like you would all do the exact same thing.
So would you fight? Would you? Are you the type of person that would?
No,
you know,
I think everyone would fight. Right? Okay, hold on. Bear with me. I'm going down this path, all right?
Okay.
So you're doing... All these people are acting exactly the same. Like, they're exactly the same person.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first thing they do is whatever you would do naturally, which probably most people would be like, try to talk to the other person, right? But, if they're exactly the same, either they're going to be the ones that want to be in charge, or they're going to try to be the listeners. And neither of those things work if they're all doing the same thing. So, yeah. Like, either they're all going to talk at once and be like, I'm in charge. No, I'm in charge. Or, they're all going to be like, we need a leader. And then there's just like, silence on men for like
so,
a long time.
All right, I feel like at least we would be pretty good at this. We have experience playing a game called Mafia where you're kind of thrust into kind of similar situations as this on occasion.
Just setting the mood with the thing.
Yeah. This would be a good horror movie though. So what you do is you just make a leader lottery.
Oh.
See, everyone can agree on that. I mean, we're all the same anyway, but there must exist a leader.
Yeah.
Or else nothing will get done.
So how do you... you play like rock, paper, scissors or something?
Yeah, or like you...
Oh, but that won't work because let's say this is deterministic.
You all do the same...
You're all throwing the same thing
That's the comedy scene. There's a little bit of comedy there.
Lightens the mood or whatever. Everyone does rock, paper, scissors. Everyone's throwing rock, scissors, paper.
You flip them and then you're like, okay, screw this. Let's flip a coin or something.
Yeah, and then what if you all flip the same?
Well, I mean, the coin isn't affected, so it's fine.
Or is it?
Or
wait, whoa! Did I just blow your mind right there?
No.
What if the coin is affected?
The rules were it's only the five of us.
All right, fine. What if you don't have a coin? Like, how would you randomize without it?
You see, this would be a very lengthy procedure of trying to find a randomization method.
I feel like computer scientists have tried to find one for like 100 years and have failed. So a perfect randomization out of nothing.
It doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be like good enough.
Random enough.
Yeah.
You could have one person stand in the middle of the circle and spin around.
Yeah.
And then like he points to somebody. But how would you elect that person? play rock, paper, scissors again or whatever, right?
Yeah, and then you fail. Yeah, just spin something on the ground. You could You could do a game of skill, or that you would play some poker or something.
You're all the same skill level, though.
But the cards will be different for every person. Someone
must
win.
But you don't have cards. You have nothing.
Damn it!
You're just in a room alone. You have no thing. Nothing is in the room other than you. Oh, you have clothes on.
Yikes!
Oh god, this is getting really weird.
So you take off your clothes, and maybe there's a button on your pants, and you rip that off.
And then you flip that as a coin. Bam! Yes. All right, we got it. That's it. That's the solution. That's lateral thinking right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you all flip the coin. You do like a coin flip challenge,
mm-hmm.
and then you elect a leader, right? Out of the randomness. And then what does the leader do? I'm sorry, you.
Try to find a way to escape. Mm. It's so like that episode. Yeah, it's like that episode of Star Trek where they're trapped in the situation, but everybody's different. They just try to break the walls, or
he's the leader, and then they're like trying to escape, and then all of a sudden they hear,
"Who is that knocking at my door?"
And then they hear that. They hear a knock.
And then the leader delegates battle positions.
Okay. Uh huh. The delegate battle positions. So they like form up in like a flying V or something like that.
Yes.
You know? But the leader in the front.
And but the leader, like, yeah. The leader probably wouldn't want to be in the front, though.
No, because
once
leader.
You're the leader.
Now, see, here's where we get to another point where it's bad. He'd be like, "Oh, I'll be in the back because I'm the leader," and then everyone would be like, "I don't want to be in the front."
Yeah,
you know, because they're all the same person. They're all not going to be in the front if the leader doesn't want to be in the front. And then they're really mad. And then they hear the door knock again, right? And then. Now what happens? Do they open the door? Like, they hear the door unlock. Okay.
I don't know. I'm the kind of person that would open the door. Like,
you would open it?
Yeah, I'd open the door. And so would all of my clones, probably.
Well, yes, obviously.
Yeah.
So you open the door, and then, like, the movie ends. You know, and it's like a Truman Show kind of deal.
Yeah, just a little short film or something.
It ends.
Yeah.
Okay, what would happen if they didn't want to open the door? Like, say you're in a bunch of people that are... The clones are all like, they're scared, like they're nervous about the situation. They don't want to open that door, right? They're nervous of what's going to happen, you know?
Well, they have no choice.
I think they would end up murdering themselves.
I mean, that would be the more. That's the other
ending. Straight
up
say that. I think yes, that's the direct. That's the like not for theaters because that the theater audience would not dig that ending.
Yes,
but that's what I would get.
They devolve into existential terror and try to kill each other.
And they murder each other.
So that only one remains, and because that makes the most sense.
Right, because they hear they're the knock, and they're like, "I don't want to get the door," and they're like, "I don't want to get it either. That's scary. I don't want to do that." And they're like, and then they're all the same. So they're like, "Well, someone should get it, you know?" And they're like, "Well, the leader should. We've elected the leader." But the leader's like, "No, I'm not getting it. I'm the leader.
You have to listen to me. I'm the leader.
You have to listen to me. I'm the leader. I assign A," and they have names for each other. A, B, C, D. The leader has decided, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, I say B does it, or whatever. And then B's like, "Hell no." And then the leader and him, like, push up against each other, right? And they're like, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do?" Because they're all, like, hothead guys. They're, like, all the same, right? And they're like, "I don't know." And then the other three are like, "No, don't fight. Don't fight." And then, you know, a fist is thrown. But not
and
just
then
one
that's
fist.
The end.
No,
it's,
not
it's
just
escalated.
One fist.
Yeah.
Two fists are thrown.
Uh-oh.
Do you know why two fists are thrown?
Why?
Because they both throw them at the same time. And they collide. Because they're the same person.
Yes.
You see?
Yeah, they fight the same.
They fight exact. They can't make any progress in the battle. Because they're throwing the same moves out. Constantly. So they just keep fighting. And eventually, they all are fighting. One big brouhaha, right?
Yes.
But they're all using the same moves. So they're not really fighting very effectively. So it's really slow, bloody, pulpy mess by the end where they're just like, it's an attrition battle. And they all die at the exact same time. And then roll credits, and that's the end. And then
I don't want to see that movie.
And then, you know, it wins, like, the Palme d'Or or whatever.
Yeah.
At the Cannes Film Festival. I feel like this would be like a Japanese movie.
Yeah, probably. I think it would work. It wouldn't work as well with American audiences, probably.
So there it is. That's the movie. What the movie would be called, like Face or something like that.
Face Off. Like the last scene of the movie, they've torn their faces off. No, yes.
And they're all John Travolta.
Yes.
Face off. Oh, that's already a movie, though. That's the problem. I think it would be called, like, I like Face Off, actually. Face Off 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
The return of the face off. I'm trying to think of a good name for the movie. Oh. Me.
Me?
Me.
Ooh.
Just let that sink in for a second. Me.
I don't think there is a me movie. Knocking at my door. That's perfect.
Right? Because yes. It's like everyone is me and I am them. So the name is just me. And it's like lowercase letters.
And then at the end, you find out it was just one person. Ooh.
Whoa, they're like. So they're like in their head or something?
Yeah, he's just hallucinating or something.
What?
Yeah.
So he's like a schizophrenic or something?
Yeah.
He has multiple personalities that are all the same Whoa! Yeah. They're like, he has five multiple personalities that are all the same personality.
Yes. It's like Fight Club, except in one room with one person.
Not as exciting, and nothing really happens.
Yes.
And there is a
really good comedy scene where they try to play rock, paper, scissors.
In Fight Club?
No, in this.
In this movie. In me, the movie. Yeah, in me.
Yes.
Me. I'm just looking. I can see the title in my head. It's like all lowercase font.
Yes.
You know,
it's a white font on black background.
Black background, yeah. This is me. Coming in theaters. Yeah, I like that. I like how he's like a sociopath, or he's a psychopath in the end.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, and he's locked in the room because his like psychologist has done it as like an exercise, you know?
Or maybe that seems unethical for his psychologist to do that.
Maybe so. Maybe his psychologist is just trying to get him to like come to terms with himself, but he like can't.
I think that's against the law.
And that's when he knocks. He's like, come on, you know, come out. Are you ready to come out? And they have, like, no cameras in there for some reason.
Maybe he's just like, maybe the knock at the door is his psychologist. And he's like, you must open the door because you're going crazy in there.
Right. And he's like, oh, who is that? What is that? That's not me. That's someone else. And, like, all he knows is him.
Yeah.
Himself. Because that's all he, like, those are the only people he sees. They're all himself.
Mm-hmm.
So another outsider is like far too frightening for him to even comprehend.
And then at the end of the movie, the door opens and it's him. He's the psychologist.
What?
This went from being a horror movie to being a big parody on on surprise reveals.
This is the most M. Night Shyamalan movie like ever made. This is just twist after twist.
You open the door and it's him the whole time.
And then it goes black and it just says me. And that's where the title is. The title isn't there until the very end of the movie.
Mm.
Yep. He's standing there at the door and it's him. And all there's like five bodies of himself that are dead on the floor. Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
I feel like that would win some awards.
I don't know. I mean, that went from being kind of a movie I wouldn't watch to I'd watch that movie because of that.
I'd watch that. Yeah. I'd watch that.
For sure.
Like, everyone who worked on it, they should, like, when they do the credits, they should all have the same name.
Yeah.
Because then it's like...
Yeah, it's like Eddie Murphy in, like, whatever movie that was. Yeah. I think The Nutty Professor, where he plays every character.
Yeah. Every person that worked in the movie is the same.
Yeah. Nick. Except it's John Travolta.
Right. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. That's me.
That's me.
Do we have time for one more?
Let's do one more.
All right. Do you want to take it away? Or
if you have one, you should, because none of mine are good.
I have a kind of a crappy one, I guess.
Okay.
That was the one I really wanted to get to because I knew it would be entertaining.
All right, let's do two more crappy ones because I have a crappy one.
Okay, if you had a gigantic mouse trap to catch humans, what would you use as bait?
What?
I know, it's a stupid question.
I would use
bad movies, right? No, I wouldn't.
No one would. I mean, not many. You wouldn't ensnare that many people with bad movies.
I would use free money. Alcohol. Yeah, or money.
Yeah, beer would work just as well.
Beer and money. Well, that was an easy question. All right, next.
What weird thing used to exist but doesn't anymore?
What weird thing?
Yeah.
No.
I have a pretty good one. Things.
What do you got?
VCR Rewinder.
Whoa, yeah.
You remember those?
That market kind of vanished.
There's, yeah. I mean, what are you going to use a VCR
Rewinder for? No, I know. There's like a whole like market for like VCR accessories. You remember that?
Some of them were so bad, like VCR cleaners.
Like you had the rewinder, you had the cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had one that would like, clean the like.
Yeah, it was just like a blank tape that had, I guess, like.
Yeah, like, I don't even know. Like it had bristles on it or something. Right?
Yeah.
Just had bristles, and then like who bought? I think I had one of those.
I'm pretty sure I had one too.
I'm pretty sure my family had one of those, but like I have no idea who conned them into buying that thing because that thing is useless.
It's like you were at Blockbuster Video, and the guy there was like, "Hey,
he goes like, hey,
you guys you know need you should, this.
You know, you should rent. You should get with your rental of Lethal Weapon 3. You need this VCR cleaner because." You know, it'll extend the lifetime of your VCR.
Yeah, protect your investment and increases image quality.
Oh, yeah, it increases quality of the image. The VCR cleaner has, like, bristles on the end. I imagine the advertisement of that is, like, similar to, like, how they do, like, scrubbing bubbles or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, the little anthropomorphic little brushes that
scrub. Yeah, it's like an anthropomorphic videotape cassette looking thing with eyes.
Like, bristles. And his eyes are, like, the holes of the cassette. And his eyes are really, like, hairy because they're the bristly or whatever. And he's like, hello! And then, like, his mouth is like the tape. It comes out and it forms, like, a mouth.
That is really scary.
And he's like, hello, children! Make sure to clean your VCR before you use it. And he needs, like, a name. He'd be like, I'm Rewindy.
No, he doesn't rewind, he cleans. That's a different product.
I'm Bristles. I'm Bristles.
The VCR cleaner.
And then, like, Rewindy is his friend.
His friend, yeah.
And Rewindy's like a... Like, he's the short, skinny... Rewindy's like the tall, skinny one. Mm-hmm. Right? He's like a... It's like a pole, like a little pole that you stick in and you twist it, right? Basically?
It was an electronic mechanism.
Oh, it's electronic.
Thing. Yeah, okay. I guess the main selling point was that VCRs, I mean, you know, VCRs can rewind.
Yeah, I know that.
But a VCR rewinder would just do it faster.
Okay, see, I thought rewindy was like a manual thing.
You use like an Allen wrench to...
Use an Allen wrench.
No, I remember there was...
I'm rewinded by a tape here. Please be kind, rewind.
No,
it was like a machine.
Yeah, you could select speeds like 2x, 4x, 8x.
Why would you not want to use the highest speed?
Maybe if you selected 8x, it would destroy the tape.
Then why do they have 8x? Like, I feel like there's no point of having multiple speeds.
You gotta live
just
on the
edge. Just go the fastest speed that works.
Yeah.
Like, stupid. This just screams, like, mass market, like, quick-to-production thing. You know what I mean? They're like, I don't care what speed. What, like, sir, what speed should we use for Rewindy, the VCR rewinder? And he's like, I don't care what speed we use. We just need... Give them the option to use all of them. And they're like, but sir, some speeds are too fast. Like,
it's a feature.
Nothing's too fast. Yeah, nothing's too fast for Rewindy or whatever. Then they just throw it out and ship it to thousands of Blockbusters across the United States, and there you go.
And we both had one, I'm pretty sure.
I think I had one too.
Yeah.
They're probably in cahoots with Blockbuster, because Blockbuster's always like, oh, if you don't rewind, it's an extra dollar or whatever, like it's a fee. So like they'd sell Rewindy as like a like a bonus add-on.
Make sure you never get charged for not rewinding, like, even though your VCR can do this exact same thing.
Quiet, but it takes a long time. With your copy of Lethal Weapon 3 today, can I throw in a rewindy and a brushy? What was the one? Brushy?
Pack of milk duds, bristles.
bristles and rewindy.
Yeah.
I like them being anthropomorphized. I think it makes it more exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that has been episode 9 of The Time Bat Show. Remember... Oh, go ahead. What were you
going to say? No. I was already into the outro. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, remember to follow us on Twitter at TimeBatsHow and contact us. We want to hear from you and your questions. Oh, we had one question.
We did?
Yeah. We can do this really quick. We actually got an email question. I wanted to save it for the end of the show. It was from, it just says it was Jim. He wanted to remain anonymous. I'm not going to read his email because that would be not good.
Yeah, that would not be
cool. I don't
know
if his name is actually Jim, but that's how he signed the email. If we were in a fight to the death, who would win the
fight? We would both lose.
Would we fight each other? This is very similar to me, the movie, I feel like. Would we both lose?
Probably.
Would we fight? Are you a dirty fighter, or are you like a...
I'm not sure. I've not been in that.
I think I would fight dirty.
I mean, obviously, if we're fighting for survival, but...
I was thinking about this question because I had time to, because of Jim's email. And what I've surmised is if we were in a fight to the death, we would try, and then we would just be like, this is going to take way too long.
Yeah.
You know, so we would like figure out another way to resolve it. Basically, I decided that we'd both play a game of chess together.
Okay.
And because we both really like chess.
Yeah.
And we're both really bad at chess. So I think it works on multiple levels. And then whoever loses the game just, like, offs themselves.
I like that.
You know? I think that would be the most, you know, logical.
I would agree to that.
Like, a gentleman's final game.
Yeah, because I'm...
Anyway, so that...
I'm a terrible fighter. my chances would be much higher in chess.
So, Jim, the answer is we'd play chess, and then whoever would lose. There you go. That was our question. But if you have a question for us, follow us on Twitter, at TimeBatsHow, or email us your questions... contact@timebatshow.com. I'm Time Aces.
I am Bat Snacks.
And this has been the Time Bat Show. Thank you for watching so much. And good night.
Good night.